Hey, Rebel. The last couple of episodes, we've been focusing on creating demand for your services. First, we talked about the unspoken problem in business, or what I also call the time to make the donuts issue, about how in business we get to the stage where we're almost always at capacity. Like, we have enough clients to be stable, to pay our bills, but we have ability to make a difference in more people's lives, to work with a few more clients. And we never get to that point where it's like, I have a wait list. It's, you know, people have to wait like a month to work with me, or maybe it's 2 months. And we're not having that experience of people asking you for your expertise, whether that's speaking or being on a podcast or participating in a mastermind training. And then last episode, we talked about what being in demand actually looks like, you know, the nuts and bolts and the benefits of it, from being able to increase your prices and be more intentional with your pricing, to having demand for your expertise, to having the stability of knowing that you're out of that kind of hustle and grind to find the next client. So in this episode, I wanted to dive in about what are the key components that you need in place in order to create demand in your business. These are the things that I've done. These are the things that I've seen my clients do to really have a business that is in demand, to have that waiting list of clients who want to work with you, or have people reaching out to you to share your message on their platform. So on this episode, we're going to dive into the three essential foundations that create demand in your business. Let's do this. Listening to the Rebel Uprising podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping passionate business owners become recognized leaders who make more money and impact the world by turning their messy, complicated ideas into thriving thought leadership businesses. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Mazur, and I'll be your no BS guide in the art of building a business that gets noticed. Each week, I share strategies, tools, and insights on how to turn your complicated ideas into great messaging and solid business structures. Are you ready to create an uprising in your industry? Let's do this. So the first thing that you need in place, and honestly, this is more like a prerequisite for business, for any business that is successful, that is thriving, is you have to have a proven offer. This is just a non-negotiable. You have to have an offer that gets results. And here's the deal. Like, maybe you've only worked with five people, but you're getting great results from them. That's a proven offer. And overall, when you have a proven offer, you have a process, right? And your process, I know you have one. I always hear like, oh, everything I do is so customizable. It is not. You are always taking your clients through a process from a high level. So that process might need to be fleshed out so that you can better communicate it with people. But you do have a process for how you work with people, and it helps you make sales when you do get that referral that comes in. And I do have a suggestion on this. If you're still in the process of offer creation or proving your offer, focus on just creating one amazing offer. Like, I have been in business for 10 years and I pretty much still have one core offer. Sure, I do the Marketing Uprising Workshop or the Bro Marketing Overthrow Workshop every once in a while, but the core of my business is just one offer, and it brings a simplicity to what it is I do and how I sell it. And when you have one offer, you're able to get really, 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 really good at selling it. That is what you want. If you're already in the camp like, hey, Michelle, yep, I've got the offer, I've got some clients, I'm getting referrals, then you're in a good position to start leveraging that offer and creating demand. The way that we do this is through the second foundational piece, which is, of course, messaging, if you've been listening to this podcast. Because if you don't know how to talk about your work, you're most likely sitting on a goldmine of untapped potential. So there are more people you could be helping if you could communicate about your work. There's more money to be made, more opportunities for you to have. Because if you can't communicate effectively about your work, it's harder for you to market, but it's also harder for people to refer you, to get your expertise in demand. You have to give people the right words in order to explain what it is you do. So finding those words, that messaging, getting your messaging out there, that is such a core component of creating demand. Because at the end of the day, you want a message that other people can spread. And this is what the three-word rebellion is all about, like giving people a message that is easy to spread, easy to talk about, that can become recognizable with you and your business. And you want a message that builds desire, builds demand for your work, and really engages with people where they're at, empathizes with them. We've talked about this. No pressing on pain points. We really want empathy. What I'm seeing is more and more important, and we're going to get to this in the third foundation. You want a message that strategically moves people towards working with you. That in business, that's what your message should be doing. It should be very strategic. You should always be knowing exactly what to say in order to move people towards your business. And you want a message that connects you emotionally to the people who want to work with you. And for me, this is always about story, because story is the way that we connect. Story is the way we see what is possible for us. And when we don't have the foundation of a strategic message that gets attention, that cultivates conversation and creates connection, it's really hard to create demand for your work. Because everything we do in business is about communication. Whether it's sales, whether it's marketing, it all comes back to what you're saying, what your website says, what your content says. And so if you don't know what to say, it just becomes harder to become in demand. And that's why we get stuck relying on referrals and word of mouth. And to be in demand, you need to move away from that and really build an argument for why people should work with you. And honestly, it's the best way to defeat bro marketing tactics is to have a very clear argument for the work that you do and why it's needed by the people who need you the most. The message is key, but then it becomes about, all right, so if I get this message, Michelle, what do I do with it? And that's where this third foundation comes into play. And this is about creating a body of work that prepares people to work with you. Like, let's stop creating content for the sake of creating content. Let's stop random acts of marketing that don't really do anything to grow awareness for your business, grow your audience, generate leads, help you convert people to being your clients. Let's stop with that. And I think there's a really good reason. Brittany Berger shared an article with me in her minimalist content course. It was by this man named Mark Schaefer, who is an author and also a marketer. And he talked about this idea of content shock, that we are at a point where there is so much content. So we have tons of supply of content that has outpaced the demand for how much content a human being can consume. Right? That's content shock. When people don't have the capacity to consume all the content that they want to. I always feel this way with podcasts. Like, I'm always like, I have podcasts that I love and never miss. And then there's some podcasts that I love and have to go by the wayside because I'm at capacity for how much I can consume. Thank you for listening to this podcast because you are actually not right now. Once we realize that there is this content shock, what we want to do is to take that message and translate it into a body of work, whether that is blogging, podcasts, you write a book, you create a speech, you create a webinar, whatever it is, whatever that body of work is that you're putting out there. It very strategically takes strangers from the internet and guides them in being ready for the work you do. Basically, it's guiding them to be your client. It's getting them ready for your work. And this is not how most people think about content. It's not strategic at all. They have these freaking random content buckets that don't actually move people closer to the sale. And it's just adding to the content shock of us consumers of content. Here's the thing, like, I know a lot of you have been in business for a while, and it's not necessarily about creating new content. It is absolutely about taking an existing body of work and tweaking it. I mean, if you need to create new content, create it. I find I have to do that every once in a while too. But really, how can you take what you've already created and optimize it so that it is strategic and it serves to grow the demand for your services, your programs, your offers? Because now when you start creating content pieces that strategically guide people into working with you, it's going to be less work for you in the long run because you will be able to repurpose, or as Brittany Berger says, remix it and reuse it, and it will be effective. And for me, what this looks like, you're listening right now. This podcast is part of a strategic conversation that I want to have to prepare you to become a client because I want your good work to get out in the world. Like, I don't want you to have crappy marketing that doesn't get results. I want your message to be on point so you can get known for your work and you're not passed over for opportunities by people with, you know, shiny marketing that where they don't even know what the hell they're doing. Side rant. So yeah, this is part of that strategic conversation, but my book, The Three-Word Rebellion, and by the way, the second edition is out right now on Amazon, 3wrbook.com, but my book is the number one source of clients wanting to work with me. This podcast is number two, but that book is very effective in preparing my people to work with me. And my question now is, how can I double down on that book and really make it an engine for my business? So the bottom line is your content should be preparing your clients to do business with you. And then once you have that strategic way to move people, then you put it out there in your marketing and you share those messages consistently. I want you to be radically consistent with your message. That's part of being in demand is you've got this message, you've got the content. Now, be radically consistent, which means staying on message and being strategic. So this is essentially the process for creating demand for your work. Now, if you've listened to this podcast and you're still trying to figure out your offer, you're still beta testing it, you're just getting your first few clients, the best place for you to start is by reading the 3-Word Rebellion book, because it will give you clarity and ahas around how you work with people, how you're different, how you stand out. It'll give you insight into your audience. And one reader told me that reading the book, she was able to have a big business breakthrough that catapulted her business in a new direction. And I really believe it's because the book itself is set up not as something for you to consume, but for something for you to do. There are activities. Many of them are the same activities that I use with my clients. So focus there. Go get the book, 3wrbook.com. If you've already had the book, or you're listening to this and you're like, you know what? I do have this proven offer. I have enough clients and I have this sound business, but I know I could have a few more clients, reach more people, grow the business, and also grow the demand for my expertise, then you're ready for the 3-Word Rebellion Messaging Intensive, which is one-on-one work with me to create that messaging foundation that communicates the value of your business and ultimately will create demand for your work. So I'm now taking clients for this for the beginning of 2022. And if you book a consult by December 17th with me, you can start anytime in the first quarter, but get it at the 2021 prices. So you can book it now, you can pick a date in the future, and then when we start to work together, you'll get it at the 2021 prices. So if that sounds good, you can go to drmichellemazur.com/3WR. That's drmichellemazur.com/3WR. Until we meet again, which will be next week, same bat time, same bat channel, here's to creating demand for your work and your expertise in 2022 and beyond. Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the show. Your support means the world to me. Did you know the Rebel Uprising podcast has a quiz that can help you pinpoint the number one way to build an audience of superfans while staying true to your unique personality? We do, and it's called What's Your Rebel Roadmap to Exponential Impact and Influence? And you can take it at therebelquiz.com. If you're loving the podcast, do us a favor. Rate and leave us a quick 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps more people like you find the show. Until next week, remember, your ideas matter. And now get back out there and cause an uprising in your industry. You got this.